Hello and welcome to Poets Corner. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy.
This is our world, uh-oh. This is our earth, uh-oh. This is the place where we belong. This is our home, uh-oh. This is our time, uh-oh. This is the place where we come from.
Today I'll be reading nature poetry from around the world in honor of Earth Day, April 22nd. I'll begin with A Bird Came Down the Walk by Emily Dickinson. A bird came down the walk. He did not know I saw. He bit an angleworm in halves and ate the fellow raw. And then he drank the dew from a convenient grass and then hopped sideways to the wall to let a beetle pass. He glanced with rapid eyes that hurried all abroad. They looked like frightened beads, I thought. He stirred his velvet head like one in danger, cautious. I offered him a crumb, and he unrolled his feathers and rowed him softer home than oars divide the ocean. Too silver for a seam, or butterflies off banks of noon leap plashless as they swim. The Way Through the Woods by Rudyard Kipling. They shut the road through the woods 70 years ago. Weather and rain have undone it again. And now you would never know that there was once a path through the woods before they planted the trees. It is underneath the coppice and heath and the thin anemones. Only the keeper sees that, where the ringdove broods and the badgers roll at ease. There was once a road through the woods. Yet if you enter the woods of a summer evening late, when the night air cools on the trout ring pools, where the otter whistles his mate, they fear not men in the woods because they see so few. You will hear the beat of a horse's feet and the swish of a skirt in the dew, steadily cantering through the misty solitudes, as though they perfectly knew the old lost road through the woods. But there is no road now through the woods. A Minor Bird by Robert Frost. I have wished a bird would fly away and not sing by my house all day, have clapped my hands at him from the door when it seemed as if I could bear no more. The fault must partly have been in me. The bird was not to blame for his key. And of course there must be something wrong in wanting to silence any song. Of Many Worlds in This World by Margaret Cavendish. Just like as a nest of boxes round, degrees of sizes in each box are found. So in this world may many others be, thinner and less by degree. Although they are not subject to our sense, a world may be no bigger than twopence. Nature is curious, and such works may shape, which our dull senses easily escape. For creatures small as atoms may there be, if everyone's a creature figure bear. If atoms four a world can make, then see what several worlds might in an earring be. For millions of those atoms may be in the head of one small, little, single pin. And if thus small, then ladies may well wear of worlds as pendants in each ear. The Humble Bee by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Burly, dozing humble bee, where thou artest, climb for me. Let them sail for Puerto Rico, far off heats through seas to seek I will follow thee alone, thou animated torrid zone. Zigzag steerer, desert cheerer, let me chase thy waving lines. Keep me nearer, me thy hearer, singing over shrubs and vines. Insect lover of the sun, joy of thy dominion, sailor of the atmosphere, swimmer through the waves of air, voyager of light and Epicurean of June. Wait, I prithee, till I come within earshot of thy hum. All without is martyrdom. When the south wind in May days with a net of shining haze silvers the horizon wall, and with softness touching all tints the human countenance with a color of romance, and infusing subtle heats turns the sod to violets, thou in sunny solitudes, rover of the underwoods, the green silence dost displace with thy mellow, breezy bass. Hot midsummer's petted crone, sweet to me thy drowsy tune, telling of countless sunny hours, long days, and solid banks of flowers, of gulfs of sweetness without bond, in Indian wilderness found, of Syrian peace, immortal leisure, firmest cheer, and bird-like pleasure. Aught unsavory or unclean hath my insect never seen, but violets and bilberry bells, maple sap, and daffodils, grass with green flag half-mast high, succory to match the sky, columbine with hoard of honey, scented fern and agrimony, clover, catchfly, adder's tongue, and briar roses dwelt among. All beside was unknown waste, all was picture as he passed, wiser far than human seer, yellow-breeched philosopher, seeing only what is fair, sipping only what is sweet. Thou dost mock at fate and care, leave the chaff and take the wheat. When the fierce northwestern blast cools sea and land so far and fast, thou already slumberest deep. Woe and want thou canst outsleep, want and woe which torture us, thy sleep makes ridiculous. Remember, by Joy Harjo of the Muskegee Creek Nation. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away to night. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father, he is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth. We are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of the universe. Remember you are all people, and all people are you. Remember, you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember, all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember, language comes from this. Remember, the dance language is that life is. Remember. Woodland Magic, author unknown. Luscious green vines wrapped around gargantuan trunks like slithering snakes. Thousand diamonds glistening on the silver blanket of the tranquil lake. Dandelion seeds fly like fairy dust, delicately in the whispering breeze, over and through the knotted limbs of the gentle giant trees. Crimson and tangerine mosaics of leaves, miniature elf hats from acorn shells, fresh dewdrops of pixie tears upon glistening bluebells, gazing faces of the wise, all-knowing trees, speckled toadstools nestled on the ground. Butterflies dance and nightingales sing a harmonious, melodic sound. Darkness brings a curtain of stars, precious jewels gleaming bright. As many creatures start to explore, others settle for the night. Look closely for the magic of the woodland. Breathe in the magic of the woodland. Embrace the magic of the woodland. Nature is what we see, by Emily Dickinson. Nature is what we see. The hill, the afternoon, squirrel, eclipse, the bumblebee. Nay, nature is heaven. Nature is what we hear. The bobolink, the sea, thunder, the cricket. Nay, nature is harmony. Nature is what we know, yet have no art to say. So impotent our wisdom is to her simplicity. Earth Day, by Jane Yolen. I am the earth, and the earth is me. Each blade of grass, each honey tree, each bit of mud and stick and stone is blood and muscle, skin and bone. And just as I need every bit of me to make my body fit, the earth needs grass and stone and tree and things that grow here naturally. That's why we celebrate this day. That's why across the world we say, as long as life, as deer is free, I am the earth, and the earth is me. Sleeping in the Forest, by Mary Oliver. I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly, arranging her dark skirts, her pockets full of lichens and seeds. I slept as never before. A stone on the riverbed, nothing between me and the white fire of the stars, but my thoughts, and they floated light as moths among the branches of the perfect trees. All night I heard the small kingdoms breathing around me, the insects and the birds who do their work in the darkness. All night I rose and fell as if in water, grappling with a luminous doom. By morning, I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better. We Are Nature, by Walt Whitman. We are nature. Long have we been absent, but now we return. We become plants, trunks, foliage, roots, bark. We are bedded in the ground. We are rocks. We are oaks. We grow in the openings side by side. We browse. We are two among the wild herds, spontaneous as any. We are two fishes swimming in the sea together. We are what locust blossoms are. We drop scent around lanes morning and evenings. We are also the coarseness of beasts, vegetables, and minerals. We are two predatory hawks. We soar above and look down. We are two resplendent suns. We it is who balance ourselves orbic and stellar. We are as two comets. We prowl fanged and four-footed in the woods. We spring on prey. We are two clouds, forenoons and afternoons, driving overhead. We are seas mingling. We are two of those cheerful waves rolling over each other and interwetting each other. We are what the atmosphere is, transparent, receptive, pervious, impervious. We are snow, rain, cold, darkness. We are each product and influence of the globe. We have circled and circled till we have arrived home again. We too, we have voided all but freedom and all but our own joy. I Am the One by Hildegard of Bingen. I am the one whose praise echoes on high. I adorn all the earth. I am the breeze that nurtures all things green. I encourage blossoms to flourish with ripening fruits. I am led by the Spirit to feed the purest streams. I am the rain coming from the dew that causes the grasses to laugh with the joy of life. I am the yearning for good. Teach Your Children by Chief Seattle. Teach your children what we have taught our children, that the earth is our mother. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. If men spit upon the ground, they spit upon themselves. This we know. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth. This we know. All things are connected, like the blood which unites one family. All things are connected. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. We are merely a strand in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. Clouds by Evelyn Bemukes. Clouds are flowing in the river. Waves are flying in the sky. Life is laughing in a pebble. Does a pebble ever die? Flowers grow out of the garbage. Such a miracle to see. What seems to be dead and what seems to be dying makes for butterflies to be. Life is laughing in a pebble. Flowers bathe in morning dew. Dust is dancing in my footsteps, and I wonder who is who. Clouds are flowing in the river. Clouds are drifting in my tea. On a never-ending journey, what a miracle to be. The Beauty of the Trees by Chief Dan George. The beauty of the trees, the softness of the air, the fragrance of the grass speaks to me. The summit of the mountain, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the sea speaks to me. The faintness of the stars, the freshness of the morning, the dewdrop on the flower speaks to me. The strength of fire, the taste of salmon, the trail of the sun, and the life that never goes away, they speak to me, and my heart soars. Rainforest by Joseph Ritchie. Tall, lush rainforest, dripping in the morning. Wild orchids, banana flowers, thick vines drape los pelos del sol and great white cedar. Others, with 5-foot green elephant ears flopping, hundreds of butterflies, orange caterpillars, blue mosquitoes, pink mushrooms, and industrious leaf-cutting ants commuting with hunks of green to store in infinite ant caverns and nourish among the fungus formed therein. Tiny crimson roots twist around larger roots, twisting around thicker branches, spiraling around larger trunks of trees. Disney-esque, the organic biosphere plumbing the world. And a black butterfly with red-striped wings flutters without a sound through the billions of green leaves, quivering, moist in the patchy sunlight. The Life of Trees by Cedric Wright. Consider the life of trees. Aside from the axe, what trees acquire from man is inconsiderable. What man may acquire from trees is immeasurable. From their mute forms, there flows a poise in silence, a lovely sound and motion in response to wind. What peace comes to those aware of the voice and bearing of trees? Trees do not scream for attention. A tree, a rock, has no pretense. Only a real growth out of itself, in close communion with the universal spirit. A tree retains a deep serenity. It establishes in the earth not only its root system, but also those roots of its beauty and its unknown consciousness. Sometimes one may sense a glisten of that consciousness, and with such perspective, feel that man is not necessarily the highest form of life. A Jewish Prayer. And God saw everything that he had made and found it very good. And he said, "This is a beautiful world that I have given you. Take good care of it. Do not ruin it. It is said before the world was created, the Holy One kept creating worlds and destroying them. Finally, he created this one and was satisfied. He said to Adam, 'This is the last world I shall make. I place it in your hands. Hold it in trust.'" Our Home, Our Earth by Edward Abbey. How strange and wonderful is our home, our earth, with its swirling vaporous atmosphere, its flowing and frozen climbing creatures, the croaking things with wings that hang on rocks and soar through fog, the furry grass, the scaly seas. How utterly rich and wild! Yet some among us have the nerve, the insolence, the brass, the gall to whine about the limitations of our earth-born fate, and yearn for some more perfect world beyond the sky. We are none of us good enough for the world we have. We join with the Earth from the UN Environmental Sabbath Program. We join with the Earth and with each other, to bring new life to the land, to restore the waters, to refresh the air. We join with the earth and with each other, to renew the forests, to care for the plants, to protect the creatures. We join with the earth and with each other, to celebrate the seas, to rejoice in the sunlight, to sing the song of the stars. We join with the earth and with each other to recreate the human community, to promote justice and peace, to remember our children. We join with the earth and with each other. We join together as many and diverse expressions of one loving mystery for the healing of the earth and the renewal of all life. I Love the Earth by Sharon Mattioli. I love the earth and everything that lives. I love the plants and the beauty each one gives. I love the animals and the fishes in the sea, for I am part of Mother Earth, and it's a part of me. Thank you for listening to Poets Corner as we celebrate Earth Day, April 22nd. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.